I got a number of representations from local businesses, residents and the cycling community as well. There was certainly very poor communication from the organisers of the event, which would be Titan. And I think a lot of people were left in the dark as to certainly the route and the times that the cyclists would be passing through certain areas. So there's a lot of angry people locally expressed that anger to me, and I know many other councillors.
Do you think that the event should return to Sligo then, or do you think that perhaps it shouldn't, or that it should and lessons should be learned from last weekend?
Well, exactly. Look, and that's my motion. I think it has to be said, this is a fantastic event, the Grand Fonda. Myself and a few buddies from Sligo, we did the last Grand Fonda in Ireland. We did it up in Belfast a number of years back. There was 4,000 to 5,000 people there. You get to stay overnight. It shows off the, you know, we've seen the beautiful scenery around there, and took us down to the Mourne Mountains. And a number of us went back to Belfast for subsequent visits. So there's huge positives from bringing those type of tourists to town. So I think by all means we need to keep this event. It's just that the communication and the organisation of the event needs to be much, much better handled.
And not to point the finger of blame, Councillor Neilan, but who do you really think is at fault here? Perhaps is it the organisers of the event, or is it kind of a general lack of communication between relevant bodies?
Well, I think what I do know is I've already been, and I've had discussions with council staff who were liaising with Titan on this. This is Titan are. They have done a number of world-class events. They're tied in with Ironman, who have taken over the Titan company. They've got the license from UCI to run the Grand Fonda for 3 years. They approached Sligo County Council, and you know you'd be mad not to take up this offer. I think the organisers did state that they would take care of all the communication issues. I do know that Sligo County Council approached them on a number of times with concerns that you know certain elements of the organisation could be better, and these concerns, as far as I know, haven't. Well, it's evident that they weren't listened to. So I think the event needs to be kept, but we need to learn from this as in the County Council, and we need guarantees from Titan that they will deliver on what they promise. And that's not just for the cyclists, but also for the local business community and the residents. Certainly I know with my cycling hat on, and to change a route 6 days out, like cyclists train for 6 months for these type of long distance events. It was billed as an event along the Wild Atlantic Way, except they turned their back on the coast after Strand Hill and did an inland route, a fairly, you know, banal route when you consider what we could have in Sligo along the coastline. Now, I think this change of route, they didn't engage with the local cycling clubs. There's very experienced cycling clubs in Sligo. They run great sportifs. They all come together and run the Sligo Cycling League. You need that local knowledge and volunteer base to be able to cover the ground. Which they didn't have, and it wouldn't take much. I know these cycling groups would be more than happy to get involved with such a prestigious event like that. A number of issues. There was no hot food, which you'd get in any basic sportif run around Sligo locally. They reduced prices, which disgruntled a lot of the early ticket holders. And then obviously the businesses, I know certainly in Strand Hill and in Killarney, Clooney as well, When the word went out that the roads would be closed, it seemed to suggest to be closed all day, whereas I know they passed through Strand Hill by 9:30. Some businesses didn't even open. I know one petrol station whose business was a third of what it would be on that normal Sunday. That's not good enough. An event like this should be a massive boost to local businesses. So I think that we need just to take the learnings going forward. And I'll be suggesting in a motion I'm putting to Sligo County Council that a committee is formed, made up of local business interests, local cyclists as well, to liaise with Titan and to ensure that this doesn't happen going forward, and we get the best day out for the cyclists, local businesses, residents as well. And we certainly can improve on the offering that was there this year.